happen in the next 5 years, and when? Will we set off to Mars? Will we get peace in Ireland or the Middle East? Will the e-commerce bubble burst? We'll put them up on the web, where they will stay for that whole period, so we can track them against what actually happens. Predicting the future is a mug's game, but any game is improved when you can actually keep the score. Independent on Sunday. There's now a new generation of smarter office chair beginning to arrive that makes a virtue of doing away with all the knobs and levers. All the springing and bracing we learned about is still there, but it adjusts to your posture and movement automatically without you having to tell it how to. All right, here's a prediction for you. When we have software that works like that, the world will truly be a better and happier place. The little computer that could. My favourite piece of information is that Branwell Bronte, brother of Emily and Charlotte, died standing up, leaning against a mantelpiece, in order to prove it could be done. This is not quite true, in fact. My absolute favourite piece of information is the fact that young sloths are so inept that they frequently grab their own arms and legs instead of tree limbs and fall out of trees. However, this is not relevant to what is currently on my mind because it concerns sloths. Whereas the Branwell Bronte piece of information concerns writers and feeling like death and doing things to prove they can be done, all of which are pertinent to my current situation to a degree that is, frankly, spooky. I'm a writer, and I'm feeling like death, as you would too if you'd just flown into Grand Rapids, Michigan at some ungodly hour of the morning, only to discover that you can't get into your hotel room for another 3 hours. In fact, it's enough just to have flown into Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you are a native of Grand Rapids, Michigan, then please assume that I am just kidding. Anyone else will surely realize that I am not. Having nowhere else to go, I am standing up, leaning against a mantelpiece. Well, a kind of mantelpiece. I don't know what it is, in fact. It's made of brass and some kind of plastic, and was probably drawn in by the architect after a nasty night on the town. That reminds me of another favorite piece of information. There is a large kink in the Trans-Siberian Railway. Because when the Tsar, I don't know which Tsar it was, because I'm not in my study at home, I'm leaning against something shamefully ugly in Michigan and there are no books, decreed that the Trans-Siberian Railway should be built, he drew a line on a map with a ruler. The ruler had a nick in it. I am writing this article leaning against some nameless architectural mistake, and I am not writing the article on a Mac. I would, but my power book is fresh out of power. Funny notion to name the thing after its only major shortcoming. It's rather like Greenland in that respect. I have the power cable with me, but I can't plug it in anywhere. Though the power cable very cleverly has a universal power supply,